Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by It's For Women. You are not 9 to 5 and neither are we. Conveniently open online 365 days per year, 24 hours per day.
Now, my next guest started her t-shirt business in her bedroom in 2022 while juggling both a job and full-time college. Fast forward to now, she has built a thriving community of consumers itching to buy her latest Irish-inspired designs. Emily Williams Kimmerling, you're very welcome.
Thank you for having me today.
Thank you so much. I had a good deep dive on your Instagram last night and you're really rocking it. So congratulations.
Thank you so much.
So you began making t-shirts at home 2 years ago and now you have a studio, a fashion line and it's called Ditzy Bits.
It is indeed, yeah.
It seems to have happened quite quickly, did it?
It did. It kind of just snowballed out of nowhere. So I started making the t-shirts in 2022. I was hand painting them myself. And it was only around St. Patrick's Day of last year when I brought out a t-shirt with a pint of stout on it saying Sláinte that people really started to see my brand. And it absolutely just blew up from there, which was insane to me. I remember there were a few nights staying up till about 8 a.m. in the morning trying to get everything done. But yeah, it's definitely been a roller coaster, but I really enjoy it.
So did you grow up around an artistic household, was it?
I did. So my mum is an artist. So growing up, I was kind of always in art camp as opposed to sports camp. So I feel like that's kind of where my creativity and all of that was nurtured. So it was kind of an obvious path for me to go down, I suppose. However, I kind of came out of college and I found myself where a lot of people my age are, which is kind of like trying to be like, what direction is my life going in? So I thought I'd pounce on the idea during COVID because I suppose there was just so much time on my hands. And I'm really glad I started it when I did, because I also think there's been such an uptake for people supporting Irish businesses locally. And yeah, I think I started at the right time for sure.
What did you study?
I studied geography and human development, which is absolutely miles away from what I'm doing now. But I think doing a course that I found I wasn't actually too interested in kind of was a good thing.
Pushed you in the other direction.
Yeah, it pushed me to kind of search for what I was into and what I did want to do.
So you started with jewellery design.
I started with jewellery. That was in 2021. And I enjoyed that, but I was kind of like, this isn't what I feel really passionately about. And I was always kind of into doing little doodles and just as a hobby. And I just kind of went down the path of putting it on clothes. I do have plans to put it on like other sorts of garments, but for now it's just t-shirts, I suppose. It was kind of the obvious route to go down, but people really love it and it's so nice. It's created a sense of community for me as well, I think.
Yeah, I mean, what's really fascinating for me is, and I had a look at your Instagram, the queue around the block.
Oh my God, that was insane.
But it's right the way around this huge block. It's unbelievable. It's hundreds of people.
It went all the way down to Georgia Street Arcade, I think. And I only saw it towards the end of it. It went from Fade Street, wrapped around down Drury Street to the back of Georgia Street Arcade. It was insane. It was amazing though to see. Oh my God.
Yeah. So I design and I have a tribe.
Yeah.
That I was like, how'd she do that?
I don't know.
How did you do it?
I don't know. I suppose for that pop-up, I had no marketing budget. I didn't put any money into advertising. It was purely just making my own content, going out, putting a few posters around town, posting a few TikToks. And it just kind of solidified for me the community that I've created. And it was so amazing seeing everyone in person. I couldn't believe it. I think it took a week after that pop-up to actually be like, oh my God, that happened. Do you know what I mean? But it was just amazing because people really want to support local, I think. And that's what, yeah, that made it real for me.
But I think there's also something else you're doing, which is involving Irish culture, design, I suppose humour, all that is us in a very simple way.
Yeah.
So people can get the message. And I think there's a move back to our own roots and our own culture.
Definitely. There's such a cultural revival and people, I feel like especially a lot of people are moving abroad these days and they want a piece of home with them. I found over the Christmas period, a lot of people were ordering gifts and like messaging me saying they got one for their cousin in Australia or their aunt in New York and this kind of thing. And it's just nice because it kind of like gives a sense of home, I guess.
Yep.
And yeah, I've always found Irish very enjoyable and I'm glad that other people do as well.
And will Gael Gigut? A little bit.
A little bit, yeah. A little bit. I did primary teaching for a year before I switched course and I kind of got back into the Irish there.
Yeah, you have to. So tell me this. Describe the product to people who may not have seen it. What is it? What do you do with the product? What's the image that people could see?
Yeah, so I screen print onto cotton t-shirts and they're all my own designs. I was printing myself, but now I work with a local studio in Malahide, and there's a guy there and he helps me out with the printing process. And I suppose the artwork isn't super perfect, like straight lines, like perfect images. They're kind of in my own style, which is ditzy, which is where the brand name came from. And yeah, they're kind of childlike images in a way sometimes, like the way they're drawn. And I think that's what kind of pulled people towards it as well, because they like the way it's kind of like not just like a stock image on a t-shirt kind of thing.
It's very charming.
Yeah, it's very charming.
So are you struggling to keep up with demand?
I am. That's why I outsourced to the studio in Malahide. But it kind of took me a while to catch up with myself when all the orders started coming in. And it is still just myself doing everything. But I'm hoping to expand in 2025. I have plans to kind of get some things manufactured and hopefully take on a few internships and stuff, which I really want to do because I love working with people. So it's kind of difficult sometimes just being by myself all day. So I'm hoping to, take on a few people, which I think would be really enjoyable.
Now, the brief says here you went through some tough times yourself with your own mental health.
I did, yeah.
But you see it as a good thing.
Yeah, definitely. It was kind of starting out with the clothes in 2022. I struggled with an eating disorder. And the one thing that made me get through that was wanting to continue Ditzy Bits. And it was so tiny at the time, I wouldn't have even called it a business. But it was the thing that I was like, I really believe in this. And I think by just keeping working at it, and like I could see so much possibility with it that I was like, I need to get better so that I can reach the full potential with that. Not even with myself, but that kind of came hand in hand, I suppose. Yeah,
that's actually really amazing outcome as well, isn't it?
Thank you.
And you, as I do as well, and it's a tricky one to keep the brand size inclusive is hard, isn't it?
Oh, it definitely is, and that is always my aim, because I want the clothes to be for everybody, you know, and I try my absolute best to make sure that that is possible. And I've received a lot of good feedback. I've recently put ratings on the website, and someone left a review yesterday saying that they weren't sure because they've ordered from brands before and they've gotten the size they think they are, and it's ended up being minuscule, but they were commenting on how like it actually fit them and they were really happy with that. And yeah, that's something I'm always going to try and make sure that is there. And if people have feedback, then I'll take that on board and work from there, I suppose. Yeah.
And your audience, I bet you, love giving you feedback.
As
you are. Anyway, and they're all very welcome. But to pull out a little bit and look from a macro point of view, looking at you're an entrepreneur now.
Yeah, I guess. It's taken me a while to like actually see myself as that, I suppose, because when I started
it... feels weird saying it, doesn't it?
It does feel so weird. And even calling it a business, even though it's my full-time job, I'm like, oh my God, yeah, that's actually what it is. But yeah, I guess we'll call me that.
What has being an entrepreneur in Ireland, what challenges has that presented for you?
I suppose the main one was funding, because I've funded this entirely by myself, which is actually... feels like such an achievement to me, and I'm glad that it's still like that to this day. But I suppose like there's also a lot of things that when you're starting out, like I didn't start out with a business degree or anything, so I was kind of like,
you're going to learn the hard way.
Yeah, you're learning through experience, which is probably one of the best ways. Like I've learned so much about myself and about business and stuff, but there's been a good few supports, like the local enterprise office. I've done a few courses with them. They are brilliant. And then kind of just having my own support system around me personally, like my friends, my family and my boyfriend, that kind of helps me then be supported in my business, I guess.
Are there any brands similar to you that are a little further down the line that you look to or you are...
Oh, definitely. By? There's so many Irish brands I look up to, like Bend Apparel and Zoe & Co. They're both also Irish and female-owned businesses that I just think are doing amazing. And it's so nice to see other brands do well. And I've spoken to the two girls that run them and also a few other businesses too. And everyone that I've spoken to that runs brands or businesses in Ireland really want to support each other. There's not a competitive kind of nature around it, which I found really, really nice. Like there's always kind of someone that you can go to get that little bit of support or ask a question and stuff. I find that so nice.
For me, having done a little deep dive on you yesterday and I followed you.
I saw that. I followed you back.
Oh, did you follow me back?
I did.
Because you hadn't last night when I was going to bed. I was raging.
No, I did. I promise.
Cool. But having a brand like yours, which is a community, really.
Oh, definitely.
It's very refreshing amongst the current norm of overproduced fast fashion, isn't it? And I think that community thing is really important to your customers and to you. Do you believe that?
Yeah, 100%. First of all, the group of people that have kind of, well, my customer base, but I think of them more as a community, they kind of also share the same personal values as me, which is just not overconsumption, like not buying so many clothes that you're not going to wear and stuff like that. And that's kind of the thing I focused on in terms of sustainability is the overconsumption side. So I do a lot of pre-orders where people will order and they'll get it maybe like 2 or 3 weeks afterwards, just so that I'm producing the exact amount of garments that people want. Amazing. As opposed to like producing hundreds and then being left with loads and going, what am I going to do with this kind of thing? So that's what I'm working on at the moment. And then I suppose further down the line, when I'm getting clothes manufactured, I want to make sure I'm working with a small team of people that also have the same values as me and want to, you know, have all the sustainability practices, and also making sure people are paid fairly and things like that. That's kind of the route I've gone down, I suppose. And also using like organic fibres like cotton.
Do you know at this stage of your business, B Corp would be a good thing for you to look at now?
Okay.
Because
yeah.
you get through quicker because you're leaner, you're yeah, smaller.
Yeah.
But and that would be a great advantage for you. Anyway, sorry, I'm mentoring you now live on that.
No, I love it. Keep going.
What do you think is the key to building that community? Is it your authentic messaging? Is it aligned values? Because so people might go onto your Instagram now, and it's Ditzy Bits on Instagram, and just scroll down, you'll see this video where there's literally hundreds of young women, mainly a couple of guys, queuing around a block in Dublin just to come to your pop-up shop.
Yeah.
And that's really impactful. What do you think the key to building that community is?
I think, because I never really thought about it when I started out, I think it was just being authentic and showing myself and showing the behind the scenes and keeping it personal as well. Because I always find when I go to shop a brand, I kind of want to see who's behind it. I want to know who's running it and like what's going on behind the scenes. So I think having done that naturally, it wasn't even a thought process for me. I just naturally did that. That's kind of what created the sense of community, I think. And also being responsive on social media, if someone messages me to reply, that kind of thing, it just brings people in because they feel like they know you personally. And yeah. I do. I've met so many amazing people through running Ditzy Bits. Like the girls that model for me, I'm really, really good friends with now. People that come to the pop-up shops, it's just so nice. You see so many familiar faces and stuff coming back. So I think it's just being yourself, but showing that through the brand.
So you want to follow Ditzy Bits on Instagram? Are you on TikTok?
I am on TikTok.
Ditzy Bits, or you can shop DitzyBits.com and support this incredible human, Emily Williams. Kimmerling, without sounding condescending in any way, you're really impressive.
Thank you.
So nice to meet you, and the very best of luck with everything.